D'accord. One thing I wanted to address is there's been someone emailing in talking about how they're afraid. Like they're hugging their child and they understand, oh, nothing's real, my child's not real, and all this sort of thing. And there's like so much stuff of like, oh, I like to remain formless and I don't like so much the world and when I have to get in the world and all this. And I just want to say, please understand this is totally in the mind. Identified with a flow of thoughts, and there's a concept of individuality, and you're identifying as something. Because in your normal everyday life, you just do your job, do your duties, take care of responsibilities, hug your children. You're not constantly thinking, oh, I wish this world was true because I don't want to know myself so that I can hug my children and show affection. Or I don't like that I know myself so much that I start to lose touch with the world around me. Because all of this is just mind. And this just requires more meditation,
Yes.
more mantra,
Yes.
more quiet. And not saying, oh, I like to be silent. No. Quiet. Meaning, you're remaining with your selfless self without having to remain with your selfless self. You sit and you say, okay, in this moment, because I have obvious identification with this body form, I'm going to sit in meditation. And then meditation will allow concentration on the concentrator until both are dissolved in the concentration. This is definitely not anti-life. To even say that is like when you're in your dream, you're like, oh, I wish this wasn't a dream, or you know, I know this is a dream, and but just relax. Maharaj said something very beautiful on one of his talks. Stop all this thinking. Be totally blank. And that's it, because to sit there and say, like when I have movies with my son, we just saw Bad Boys Ride or Die. I'm not sitting there saying, oh, it's a shame that none of this is true, or that my son isn't really my son. It's just two dead body forms animated by my presence within this bubble of illusion. I'm not saying this. I'm not thinking this. I'm not doing this. I'm moving with life. Knowing yourself in a real sense. Maharaj also talks about if somebody says you're a woman, you do not have to continuously say, I'm a woman, I'm a woman, I'm a woman. Oh, the door, I need to get the door. Let me be a woman first and go answer this door. I'm answering the door in the woman state. Oh, I forgot to think that I'm a woman and I'm answering the door in a state other than my knowing I'm a woman. Come on now. I think this gets a lot of just, you know, and then there's these times where it's like, you know what? I know I'm silence, everything's good, everything's wonderful. And then there's disturbance. Oh, this world isn't true, and it pains me so much that this world isn't true. I cry because I wish this world was true. But you gotta just know yourself in a real sense. It's gonna eliminate all of this. And even listening to this, there may be pain of like, oh, how dare this person say, but this is not a person speaking to you. This is your own selfless self speaking to you, saying, get rid of these concepts of personhood and that you need to somehow maintain personhood. You are that. You cannot ever not be that. The space in the room is the space, regardless of whether we put it in a bottle or you bubble water with it. You say, oh, I'm going to take the space in the room and push it into this, and now it's carbonated soda. Therefore, the space I've made it do something. No, space is space. So I would just say, all of this, I'm okay, I'm not okay, I'm okay, I'm not okay. This is all mind-created games, and you just need to remain with your selfless self. Because the conviction's not there. That, Maharaj would say, these are good progressive steps that you're experiencing this time of peace and all this, but the conviction is not there. And you can say all you want of, I'm always formless and I know myself, and then I know this, and I have no thoughts and all that. But this is experience. There's someone still there trying to experience the no thought state, the peace state, and then crying about the troubled state. There are no states. You are, nothing else is. None of this is true. It never was. And yet you are. Now you're in this bubble of illusion. Just do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities, love your children, have fun, enjoy the weather, or do whatever. It doesn't matter. Because it's like Maharaj says, once I know I'm a man, I've been given this label, John. Somebody says, hey, John, it's just automatic. I respond as John. Once I know myself in a real sense, that's it. You know that you know because there's no knower. It's just absolute peace. But without the concept of peace, it's just you're not disturbing the peace by trying to pretend to be something else and adding illusory layers. And someone else also wrote in to me, I know Anne has called herself Sri Anji Ma or some sort of thing, and what you can do whatever she wants, okay? She is the selfless self. We are all the selfless self. Maharaj had said, if you believe that, it's time to start sharing spiritual knowledge, then start sharing spiritual knowledge. This is simple, easy. And yes, there's because I got a whole long email about, she doesn't speak spontaneously and she reads from scripts and all this sort of stuff. And all I would say to that is, okay, sharing spiritual knowledge, that's all. There's no harm in that. I think the person was very disturbed by her saying she's Sri Anji Ma or whatever, and then reading. But call yourself whatever you want. It's illusory world. We Maharaj cuts this and says we're not concerned with others. We're just not, because there are no others. It's just you. And you're playing in whatever body forms happen to be there. And you're able to see these body forms because of this body form that's available for your seeing. But in reality, it's like the dream where everything is inside yourself. This body, that body, these bodies, all these bodies are inside your formless self, that selfless self that you are, and are only known with the first knowledge of you exist. Of course, you exist, and there's no need to know this knowledge existence, but because the knowledge of existence appears, all these other imaginary things happening. Knock, knock on the door, nobody's there, but somebody has to be there to say somebody's there. So, for both these folks that wrote in, I would say the answer to both is very simple: more conviction, more meditation, remain with your selfless self. Not being so worked up about what others are doing, and not being so worked up that you would rather live the illusory life as if you didn't know it was an illusion, which. Just remain with yourself, the self. Cease trying to create illusory problems that are. I mean, it's like to create something that disturbs your mind when you're giving power to the mind, you're like a murderer has dropped, had a heart, and you're there trying to resuscitate. Oh, let me have this, I'm very scared of this murderer. He dropped. Oh, let me put those paddles and resuscitate this guy so that then he can chase me around the house again. Like Freddy or Jason or whatever. Oh, they dropped down. Let me give them CPR. So, because why not? Because I felt alive while they were chasing me.
John,
Yes.
lately I'm feeling more seen when you say about the mantra. That is the key because the mind is lazy to do. But if you, I mean, intensely, yes, mantra is the key because it erases the whatever that built-in files. Now, lately I'm really understanding that there is no other shortcut to. Intellectual understanding will be absorbed only that key is the mantra.
Yes. You got
Because
to clear the field. And after you've cleared the field, and see, mantra allows the clearing of the field without the sense of doership that you are doing
correct.
anything. You're concentrating on mantra. Slowly, silently, and permanently, the illusory layers are cleared. And then it's like fire that was always there, covered with ash, burns bright. And there it is. Okay, good. Or Maharaj uses the example too, the door swings open, leaves come in, and sweep the leaves out. And you just that's mantra, slowly, silently, permanently erasing illusion. And mantra should be, as I had spoken about before, 24 hours a day, so like all the time.
That's the only way. So before you went to Ramakant, you intensely did mantra, no?
Well, I didn't do the mantra that Ramakant Maharaj
No,
gave
but
me.
whatever the other mantra you did intensely,
Yes, I did
you
all
were
the time,
that
all throughout the
purification
day.
has happened in your inner space. When you went there, it was like ready, you
Yes,
know?
yes, yes. Yes. Yeah, I walked around all DC, yo so, soham, hamsaha, soham, asmi. And just repeating this over and over and over and over and over. And whenever I would get disturbed or whatever, I would just concentrate, yo so, soham, soham, asmi. Yo so, soham, hamsaha, soham, asmi. And then when I went to Maharaj, boom, I dropped that. I took the lineage mantra. And in truth, I sat for meditation for about 40 minutes, the very first day that I was given mantra. because everybody was doing, and I said, I just received mantra. Master says, meditate. I meditate. And as doing the mantra, then people started going here and there. And I kept like, okay, while I'm eating this lunch, okay, mantra. And then, as I have spoken about, it took me all over the whole just
Nazi.
wandering. And that was it. And the whole time, just mantra, 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 concentrate constantly. And after a while, there's no need to really do mantra. You listen to the mantra as you breathe in and breathe out. You're listening to it. And the body almost becomes like a flute. So you're just listening to the mantra running through the body without actually saying, I'm doing mantra.
Correct.
And yeah, no illusory thoughts can, it clears. And you kind of go through experiences, it seems like, okay, am I going to pay attention to the world or I'm going to remain with mantra? Master says the world is illusion, I remain with mantra. So if there's something upsetting out there, that's the master. Because I have mantra, that's the master kind of pointing, are you going to run out this way or remain with mantra? As you remain more with mantra, you see that everything just kind of flows, and there's no need to have gotten upset about anything because you're not creating a thinker thinking thoughts about an activity and saying, I don't like or I like.
Correct.
You're not planting any flags. It's just
Yes.
like flowing.
For you, the mantra is effortless now. Yeah, well, there's no need to. It's just happening.
Mantra, when I am, let's say, stuck in traffic or doing some kind of something, I'll concentrate on mantra rather than like think about the traffic or do
Got
anything
it.
like this. I mean, again, because we're in these bodies,
Yes,
things
yeah.
are happening to these bodies. This five
Yes.
elemental body has disturbance. I mentioned when I went to go get the pacemaker
Yes.
and I was on the metro, I remained with mantra. And before you knew it, the whole surgery, all that stuff was done. I had signed whatever, and there was no experience of having the pacemaker
Wow.
surgery, except of course there was some pain and stuff. I was in a whatchamacallit, a sling, but I didn't experience the
Any fear or anything?
nothing. No, there wasn't a me created at any point because
Correct.
mantra just kept it. The seeds of me were there, whoof, blew it away.
Oh, yes.
And anything, there was nothing to take root where, you know, it just on the metro ride there, I just thought about the directions and mantra. Okay, I need to get off at Bethesda Metro, I need to do this, I need to do that. But it was just mantra, and then all these activities were occurring spontaneously. And there'll be times like if I'm deep into a website and there's some issue that's really just I can't figure it out, I'll sit there for a moment, pause, and rather than go deeper and deeper and deeper trying to figure out this thing, mantra, just relax, mantra. And then go about doing it. Whatever needs done. Do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities. In the grocery store, sometimes a long line, sit and mantra. Many different times where I'll listen to it. I don't necessarily say meditation anymore because there's not a concept of somebody sitting separately meditating. There's
So.
just a flow of, okay, in this moment, let's listen to mantra and just. Here. And I mentioned too, New Year's Eve, I like to put Maharaj up on the big screen TV and go through like all the, you know, Happy New Year all the way through. And then, of course, fall asleep and then wake up the next morning and it's still going. So the whole playlist is just going all night long. And that's become my kind of New Year's ritual since
So,
2015.
yes.
Because devotion to the master is the most important.
Yes.
I mean, anytime anything, quote, happens good in this so-called life, it's thank you, master. Thank you,
Gratitude.
master.
Yes,
Thank you,
yes.
master. And even things that are not, quote, so good. Thank you, master. Because a lot of
Yes.
times I'm not involved in them and I just go through them
Yes,
and I
yes.
don't involve in whatever this challenge is. And I thank the master because there wasn't, you didn't like create someone to be disturbed about this thing that could
Yes.
possibly have been disturbing. Because
Yeah.
looking back on the other side of it, you could say, oh, it passed. Everything's good.
Yes.
And you know, like tomorrow I see my cardiologist and he tells me to take certain medicines. I take certain medicines. You know, he tells me to do a little exercise. I don't exercise as much as I should, but I'm going to tell him, yeah, I don't exercise as much as I should. It's just a, it, but I never lose myself. I don't say, oh, because I'm the selfless self, everything should be perfect. My body should be perfect. Not
Yes,
like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but like, you know, the heart should have been perfect. Everything should be perfect. My eyesight should be improving. I should be like not getting able to be sick or any of the. No, this is not the truth
yes.
because you are that. You're not getting. It's true that you're not getting sick. You don't have a heart condition. You don't
Yes,
need to. But the little body form in the dream got to take care of that. Get sick, go to the doctor. On the quote unquote deathbed, if you remain with your selfless self, I've never experienced this, so I don't know. But from what Maharaj has said and what people who have witnessed Maharaj leaving the body have said, it was absolute just peace. There was just
Yes.
a inflow, outflow,
Of the
that's
breath.
it.
That's
And
it.
because you're not keep saying, I'm dying, I'm dying. When you know yourself in a real sense, there is just no way to try and conceptualize I could possibly not exist.
Yes.
And who would know I don't exist?
Yes. That's
If
the
I
last.
suddenly said, I don't exist, that doesn't make sense. Because the I is not individual. The I is this experience of world, all of this world projected on spontaneous presence. Just like the I in your dream is not a separate dream body. The I is projecting the dream world.
Yes.
If you were to say I in a dream, you're not saying I from a limited perspective. It is the dream consciousness through the dream body saying I. And the waking is exactly the same through this little body form, this waking consciousness, whatever you want to call it, presence, is saying I. But the perception of limitation due to flow of thoughts is I as I, but I as everything. Identified for a time as something, when in reality, nothing. Maharaj talks about everything came out of nothing, everything dissolves into nothing. In between the span of life that we call a life, there appears to be something, but the something is an appearance in the nothing, a bump. And doesn't affect the nothing at all. And the nothing is known through body form as, oh, so that I am that. When body form is no longer available, the faculty of knowing through body form is no longer available. But you very much are.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say awareness without any objects appearing to be aware of. Or you could say with the dream, when you lay down at sleep at night, the deep sleep is there's a no knowing of anything. The dream state is because there's a stirring of existence, boom, and a dream world is created, projected. And then identification comes that fast. This is me in this dream. Well, I mean, you don't even know it's a dream because this body identification is so intense that even when you're dreaming, you believe you're that little body. You'll
Exactly.
protect that little body in your dreams. It's not until after the dream that you say, oh, it was just a dream. And in this waking state, it's not until after you know yourself in a real sense that you say, oh, just a dream. But now live, enjoy the life, because there's no restrictions. Maharaj, Siddharameshwara Maharaj talks about a master of self-realization. If everyone who knew themselves in a real sense just turned to stone, well, how is that? Like, oh, I know it's all illusion. I need do nothing. Until this body drops, I will just remain here. But no. That's why Maharaj also was very much, you know, the sadhus that go running around and make a big show about being realized and how, you know, spiritual they are and taking the Ganges bath and doing all these things. This is definitely egoistic spirituality. Now, we don't know because the presence in that body is just entertaining. So, unless you are taking identification of being a spiritual man, then whatever's happening is happening. That's why people ask, oh, how can you tell a realized soul? And Maharaj has given examples, but all of those are internal things. None of those are like wearing beads or doing any of these things. All of them are internal things. Because a realized soul could be just a, you know, you could say, oh, this person knows themselves in a real sense, but how? Because they're very materialistic and they drive a fancy car and they want a nice house and all this kind of stuff. They're very into business. But that is just the particular body form. The body's going to go through what it goes through, just like when you dream at night, you can't pick what's going to happen. Otherwise, we'd all dream about being rich and famous and having all our, you know, every night it would be like we're in the Taj Mahal being like catered to as emperors and such, because I can pick what I want to be. So let me be that. But there's nothing like this. It's just spontaneous. You don't identify with the character that you're playing, but the character that you're playing may be going through many things. And all of that is an appearance. And just as the character in the dream may be appearing to go through many things, but when you wake up, you are not going through anything. If you were swimming, you're not wet. If you were working out, you're not out of breath. If you were awake for a long period of time within the dream, you're not tired. Because you are totally, completely unaffected by the projection, because you are the projector, not the projection. And like Maharaj says, where all experience ends, there you are. But if you're trying to shun experience, then there's definitely a you there being created to shun experience. Because experience is spontaneous. The idea I experience this is the sense of doership and a thinker thinking thoughts of I am doing. Otherwise, truly, it's just scenes that appear and disappear and appear and disappear. There's no sense of even like a timeline of this. It's just scenes appearing and disappearing. The channel surfing, very good way to think of
Yes,
it.
yes, yes.
But very involved. Change the channel, you're totally involved in this. And then boom, you change the channel. Okay, this one's gone, but now you're totally involved in this next.
Yes.
And you're not saying, oh, I like that program better than this one, or I wonder what other programs there are. It's just literally changing channels, being totally involved, and then not being involved until the next thing. It's just arising, like. But there's no struggle. If there's struggle, then there's a struggler.
Yes,
And the
yes.
struggler will be removed with mantra. If you spend some time with you, the
Yes.
struggler gets de-struggled because there are no struggles for the struggler to struggle with.
Yes, 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 yes.
Someone is doing something that's disturbing you, remaining with your selfless self is the answer.
Yes.
Because nothing can disturb you if you are not. No hook to hang a hat, no disturbance.
Because you are not that character, no? The character is played inside you.
Exactly.
That is so contagious. You become that character.
Through identification with the body, and identification with the body is removed with mantra and spending
Yes.
time with your selfless self.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Yes. But it's just like somebody bumps into you in the parking lot, you may get irritated. Irritation is arising. Five elemental body, there's irritation. You
Yes.
sit, you say, oh, irritation. But it's quick.
Quick
And
dissolving.
you're definitely not sitting there saying, boy, I wish I didn't know myself in a real sense so that I could get irritated with this person who bumped into my illusory vehicle. But since I know it's illusion, I shouldn't be disturbed. No.
Yes.
Rising and setting in the moment, spontaneous action. I mean, you don't fly off the handle and go crazy, but it's, oh, look at this.
Better. Good.
And then it's finished. Because everything is pick it up, drink, put it down. No matter how important it may seem, everything is exactly that.
Thank you, John.
Yes. Jaguru.
Jaguru. July 21st is the Guru Purnima in India.
Ah, good, good.
Yeah.
Very good. I'll have to get in touch with some of the folks from the ashram and see if they can do
Yes.
bring that, because usually I'll do some videos or whatever and splice them together and put
Yes,
them up.
yes. Yeah. Didn't hear from Rami, Rami.
Rami is the person who actually I would email and say, hey, can
Okay.
you? Yeah. Although Rami is not in Nashik anymore. He was in
He's
London.
in place last time he spoke, yes.
Yeah. But he still is on the WhatsApp because my phone is government phone, I can't be on WhatsApp. So I was off the ashram feed. But because he's on the ashram feed, he can put together some stuff and then put it in the Google Drive that we have shared for events at Nashik. So that should work out.
Is there anybody like Ramakant after he left the body in that ashram? Anybody? No.
Not that I know of, no.